David Cameron's demanding a full explanation of what happened after an attack on charity workers based with World Central Kitchen in Gaza. Israeli defence spokesman Daniel Hagari says they're reviewing the incident.
We are committed to examining our operations thoroughly and transparently. I just spoke to WCK founder Chef Jose Anders and expressed the deepest condolences of Israel Defense Forces to the families.
Earlier reports suggested a single British charity worker was among the seven killed. A 12-year-old student opened fire, wounding three pupils at a school in southern Finland. The victims were hurt in a town just outside the capital, Helsinki. The Prime Minister appears to have lent his support to J.K. Rowling after she dared police to arrest her under new hate crime laws in Scotland. The author's a critic of gender ideology, but Rishi Sunak says no one should be criminalised for stating biological facts. Education Secretary Gillian Keegan agrees with him and thinks the new legislation is miscalculated.
Freedom of speech is very, very important principle. So being able to say something, even though it's a contested view, is important. And you know, women, I think, are fed up of being erased from the picture. So I think biological sex does matter.
An 80-year-old man's been arrested at Heathrow Airport after spending 27 years on the run. Richard Burrows is accused of historical sexual abuse of children and was detained after returning to the UK from Thailand. Lenders approved the highest number of mortgages in February since September 2022, when the economic policy put forward by Liz Truss crashed markets. The housing market's been slowly recovering as buyers feel more confident. Ben Stokes is out of this summer's T20 World Cup, saying his focus is getting back to full fitness after knee surgery. The Test cricket captain's made himself unavailable for selection for the tournament. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's have a look at the weather. A little bit overcast today, isn't it? A little bit cloudy, but there should be some rain. Well, there might be some rain, actually. 80% chance by about 8 o'clock this evening. So it looks like you've got rain overnight and then into tomorrow morning, possibly about 50% chance early hours, and then it should be dry by sort of mid-morning, fingers crossed. So that's your weather on Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Oh, just in the papers, Tenerife needs higher quality tourists. Locals demand holidaymakers who want to experience Canary Islands culture and food in ongoing war against Brit visitors who drink cheap beer. Well, don't put cheap beer on. Get rid of the cheap beer. If Tenerife are that worried, get rid of all the bars that are the horrible sort of grotty bars that you get there, and then you won't get those types of tourists. You know, price them out and you'll get different people. Then do that. I'm not saying people want to go places where it is you know, a cheap holiday, cheap beer, people get absolutely smashed off their heads. And that's, you know, what they want on a holiday. They can go somewhere else. Price them out, you won't get so many people going there. And the bars, I mean, I went to Tenerife probably about 30 years ago. And I went for a week with somebody I work with, and I drank too much. I felt ill. I didn't like it. I never ever went back. And I know somebody here has actually got an apartment there, but they go to the nice part. And they think it's brilliant. So there's different. They're always different. You know, if somebody says, oh, Tenerife is this and that, you've got lovely places in Tenerife, and there'll be the horrible bars where people are just drinking. And so price people out, make it expensive, and then people won't go, and then you won't have any tourists. Good luck. You know, there is this thing that everybody who goes abroad from the UK, all we do is binge drink. That's not the case. There are people that do this, obviously, but, you know, it isn't just, it's not everybody, you know, it's not everybody. Oh dear. Well, there's avalanches happening all over the place. There's, oh dear, there's lots of terrible things in the news. I'm just trying to see if I could pick anything that's quite cheerful. The one thing I did notice when I was driving in this morning, because I'm in the Mini, the suspension's different from the other car and it's quite hard. The amount of potholes, and this is not down the lanes, this is on the main road. I came in through sort of Worley Way down through there. It's like donk, donk, donk. Oh, there's lumps missing out the road. I don't know what they're filling the roads with. It's like they fill it with butter and then it lasts about a year and then it all kind of just goes back to the way it was. I don't know what's happening. It's pretty, but you must have noticed it as well. are the Fine Young Cannibals with Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? We can go on.
start, reload, nearly overload. We're sitting on the throne and no one's getting overthrown. We're stepping out into the nightlife even though it's cold. You know it's cold. Cause them not bad because we're bad, them not bad because we're hotter. We have to do it proper like a real dandada. Top boy, top girl, top team, top shatter. Try your thing but it no matter, like a rat them off is scatter.
And everybody knows that's the way that the weekend goes. Tryna phase out, ready to reload. Lose yourself in the green and gold. And everybody knows when you're boiling, about to blow. Need a way out, ready to reload. Lose yourself in the green and gold.
wanted to. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
Singing this song to myself at the weekend. I couldn't remember who it was. And it is Busted. It's a great track, isn't it? Really hooky, I love it. Just coming out to 11:16, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. I break my glasses at the weekend to add insult to injury. Oh yeah, I did. You know when the arm on your glass? I've got reading glasses, and I was out with. I've been out with some of my friends recently. Sort of seen Belinda and a few other people, and I've noticed that whenever we go out or they come over, we've all got reading glasses. Because we've hit that age where our eyes are all gone wrong. And it just made me laugh the other day. It's like, I can't see that. Give me the glasses. I can't see what I'm doing. And then you're borrowing. Can I borrow your glasses? What are they? They're 2.5s. Oh, they'll do. I'll have those on. So I should really get a proper pair, prescription pair. But I've just got readers, ready readers. But I've bought myself, because I've had these for about 3 years. And they were a great company online. Cost me £16. And they're really nice. And they've done me well. So I'll be chucking those. I've got another pair, same style, just a different colour on the frame. But what I did buy, and this is quite sad, at night sometimes, you know when you get onward traffic coming towards you, you can get sort of glare. I've had cataract surgery to sort of correct it because it was really bad. And now it's a little bit, but I've bought myself a pair of nighttime driving glasses. Not that I've got any vision problems, as in the distance, I can see clearly. I don't need actual, prescription glasses. But I've got these wraparound yellow glasses to wear. I ordered them. I thought and they meant to take the glare off. So you put them on and it just takes the glare off a little bit. So there we go. That was my little treat. That's my little treat for myself. And I thought, oh my God, I feel so old. I got me reading glasses. I think I actually, did I go up to a 3 or did I keep the 2.5? I don't know. Ever since I had my surgery, my laser surgery done, all of my distance is fabulous. I can see the leaves on the trees and people in the distance and number plates, all the important things. And my phone and labels and reading books, no, I have to have glasses on for that. But I might buy another. I had a glasses chain, but I don't know what happened to it. I think it broke. I quite like the fact of having glasses around my neck on a chain, really. Maybe it makes me look more intelligent. I don't think it does on any level.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
My So we'll get the travelling while I'm here. Let's have a quick look on to the roads where we carry on with some more music for you. Right, Brook Street roundabout is absolutely fine. You've got the temporary traffic lights on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street. That is causing a little bit of a problem, doing some building works there. Ingrave, you've got A128. That's between Ingrave and Herringate, both ways. A little bit of congestion there, so just be careful. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run, and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel as well. Bridge and Tunnel running well. On the A128 between Bentley and Fox Hatch, I think part of that road is closed, but there will be diversions. And the A12 is running very smoothly at the moment, remembering that there are roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there will be some nighttime closures and some diversions there for you to follow. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened with follow. I thought I was going to cough, and just as I was about to say follow, it went follow. This has made me laugh. That's terrible. I'm so sorry. Also, I've got to quickly you know when things I seem to be a bit of a disaster, because this morning I was looking for the keys for the Mini. I went outside, pressed the key, which I'd used. I've been using the Mini since the other cars. I can't use it. Not that I always have two cars, I'm just very lucky at the moment because I'm selling one of them. But anyway, not the one that's just broken. So I went out to use the Mini, and the actual fob on it, because on my Mini, it doesn't have a key. There's no key hidden inside. It's just the fob. And it wasn't working. And it was, I thought, oh my God, I was just about to leave home to come to do the show. So I had to go back in, and literally I've pulled every drawer out. And the drawer that I looked in very first off, that's where it was. But I pulled everything. It's a right mess. I was going mad. Oh, I'm going to be late. And I found it. And then got in the car. But the other thing that I did on Saturday, I was staying away from home, and when I went in the morning, I put in my little vanity case toothpaste. Now I brought toothpaste and toothbrush because I was staying out. Got home, didn't think anything more about it. Then got a phone call at 10 o'clock last night saying, "Did you take my toothpaste?" I went, don't think so. I'll go and check. And then I went and checked, and I had two tubes of toothpaste. And you're thinking, where is this story going? Well, I'll tell you. The person that I had the toothpaste from, who I accidentally stole it from, put it in my vanity case, they went to buy some more toothpaste because I pinched theirs. And they went in and they put their card in the machine, and the machine chewed up their card. And it's a card that has a lot of things coming out on it. It's not so much a bank account. They had like websites and all sorts. So they've spent hours like sorting out stuff that was on that card, because the bank said you won't get it back, you'll get a new one. And then obviously the new card will have a slightly different number, probably. It has a different number on the back, doesn't it, the code number. So then they spent hours going through everything that was actually on that card to renew, which was websites and all sorts of things, which they have as a business. And if the money doesn't come out, then obviously they would shut the website down temporarily. And yeah, that's all from me taking somebody's toothpaste. And also I accidentally took their only charging plug as well. It was a total accident. So, if I were you and you were coming to see me, or you're my friend or whatever, you want to keep away from me at the moment. I seem to be doing and having things happening around me that are not good. Here's Keane with Everybody's Changing. You're aching, you're breaking, and I Classic by Prince. This is Roz Buddy Buddy. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Chat guests and eating a Cadbury cream egg is gone, by the way. I've eaten that. It's good.
I can find.
be so missed. That is Prince there with Raspberry Beret. I never got to see him live. I'd love to see him live. I think he must be, it must have been incredible with all the theatrics and the guitar and the band and the music and everything. Mind you, we're quite lucky because you can see a lot of stuff online. You can see Madonna in her heyday, people like Tina Turner, Donna Summer. You know, we're lucky. Also, people like Frank Sinatra as well. I like a bit of Frank Sinatra. I had a scone, okay, on Saturday. And it was a scone with a tea. Now, I've been to this place before. It's one of the best scones I've ever had. It's a little place over in Essex, and it's like a tea room. And the scones are homemade, and you can tell they're homemade because they look like scones, but they're massive, like twice the size of a normal scone. It was £7 for a cup of tea and a scone. That's a lot of money, isn't it? And it's, I've been out to eat recently, and I'm really not going out to eat that much now because it's so expensive. I know the cost of living is meant to come down, but if you want to go out for a meal, you know, just go out and have like a main course, like three courses, you've got to be really careful because a lot of the courses now, main courses, is about £16. And if you think about 2 or 3 years ago, main courses would have been about £8 or maybe up to sort of £14, depending on what you had. But now, even burger and chips can be like £16. Oh, you can, I don't know who these people are eating out all the time. I'm certainly not going to be doing it. But yeah, it was a beautiful scone. Now, to be fair, I could have gone to a shop, bought six scones and clotted cream and jam for £7. So I could have, you know, and then had a scone every day, every day of the week. But I didn't. But it was a beautiful scone, beautiful, you know, obviously they made it there. It had sultanas in it as well. It was very nice. But £7. It's terrible, isn't it? Something that is wonderful is Billy Brown. This is I Don't Want to See Your Face No More.
Yes.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Jumping too.
That is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jamming. That is the Fisher rework. Loving that one. That's Tony Smith from Sunday Lunch. Do check out the shows we've got here on Phoenix FM. I can't say it, Phoenix FM. We've got so many. And Tony on a Sunday is here between 12 and 2. And then between 2 and 4, he's with Vicky Michelle from Allo Allo, who does a great show as well. Plus, there's loads more great shows coming up today. You've got 1, 2, 3 with Scott Ross after me. Drive Time with Joe Bailey. She's bringing you home with great music. And she's got authors Simon Compton and Mark Jones talking about the release of their book, An Accidental Manager. Then you've got at 6 p.m. Nikki Trevors with a Modern Essex Girl, introducing local personalities and great music. 8 p.m. Synth City, a very popular show. New Wave and Electronica with our own Rob Harvey. And the show that goes something like this, Ben Simmons with an unpredictable show, crazy themes, awesome music and loads of interactivity at 10 o'clock tonight. So plenty more coming up here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, let's have a look at the road, shall we? Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Temporary traffic lights on the B185 Kings Road. That's at Hart Street. Between the A128, between Ingrave and King George's Plainfields. A little bit busy in both directions. Doesn't say why. I don't know if there's any roadworks there, but they've not come up on the system. Heading down towards Lakeside on the M25 and up to the M11 in the opposite direction is fine. Between Bentley and Fox Hatch, that's on the A128. It looks like that road is parked closed. So you'll have to find or follow the diversions there. A12 is running fine into Chelmsford at the moment. Can't see any other problems on the roads. More traffic and travel in an hour.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And if you're a singer, next Monday you can come along to the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night in the Essex Arms on Worley Hill in Brentwood. It's hosted by our very own Kev Piggott from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10 a.m.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Let's go back to the 19. I think this could be 1980s. Might be even earlier, actually. This is Tina Marie with Behind the Groove.
Behind the groove.
Gone far too early, only 53. Oh, that is Tina Marie, T-E-E-N-A Marie. That is called Behind the Groove. What a great track. She wrote loads of amazing songs. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. I think I need another coffee, actually. Claire bought in some lovely coffee, didn't she? The coffee bags, they are. Very nice. I went in my freezer last night, not literally in it. I didn't actually get in the freezer because my fridge is bare. I've never known anything like it. I think I've got at the moment some Parma ham, which can last for about 10 years, but something like that. That I'm not gonna open that. And I've got some eggs, bit of bread that could be seeing better days. And I did eat a fab lolly last night. I was in desperation of something sweet to eat, so I had a fab lolly, which was quite nice. I always think they're less fat, you see, than that thing, like a proper ice cream or something like that. But yeah, my fridge is really bare. All I seem to have in the fridge, and I know you're probably the same. You look and you go, why have I got jars and jars of stuff? Then you look at the jars, you're like, that went off about 4 years ago, and I end up chucking out a load of stuff. I did that recently, so it should be okay. But I think in the fridge I have bottles and jars. I must have at least 20 of like chili sauce, or it might be mustard or tomato sauce. Yes, I do keep it in the fridge. A bit of brown sauce in there. There might be some tapenade. There is chili jam. That's 6. What else? Salad cream, mayonnaise. That's up to 8. What else have I got in there? Mint sauce, horseradish sauce. and there are other things in there. There are others. So that's 10, at least 10. But I think there's actually 20 in there. And jams and marmalade and things like that. It's terrible, isn't it? It's just, and I'm like, what can I make out of that? Just a bit of toast with some, I do like a bit of marmalade. But yeah, everything, it's literally just jars. I need to put some food in the fridge. Here is Pink Sting. Pink Sting, that doesn't sound right. We're dreaming.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I'll keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun goes down. Yeah.
We'll keep dancing, dancing as the world turns round and round and round and round.
City every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.